Well, a holiday tradition unlike any other is this.
This is a special holiday edition of Ghetto Jeopardy. Where thankfully Santa Claus is a white man. The whole purpose is to break in and leave stuff, right? What ghetto brother would do something that stupid? Aw, skeet skeet. Let's meet our contestants. He's a basketball book writing.
This year is different. Available at Amazon.com for only $9.99.
Basketball book writing sports nerd from Louisville, Bob Stern. He's a gentle lover who can't get enough of those slap, slap, slapping sounds from Grapevine, Dan McDowell. He's a fast walker, small talker living in Sin, Ag Eagle from Dallas, Tom Gribble. And here's our host of Ghetto Jeopardy, fresh off an Upper Decker, and who looks just like James Earl Jones, Jesse Jackson, and Martin the Great Donovan.
Ooh. Well, thank you, announcer guy.
Wow.
This is a special holiday edition of Ghetto Jeopardy. You know, there's a new sponsor going around the ticket, especially for events just like this. It's called Bust Them Naps, boys. Do you or your child have some nappy-ass hair? Then try Bust Them Naps. Just two squirts will untangle some of the toughest naps, even those found in your kitchen. Turn your nappy fro into a happy fro with Bust Them Naps. Available at Nice Look Barbershop, Keystone, Westmoreland. Ask for the Fade Doctor and Bust Them Naps.
I really wanted to read that.
Thank you.
We can't do that.
So now, let's get to Ghetto Jeopardy. It's been
a while
since It's been a while since we played this.
I don't even know if I'm offended.
Let's jump right into it, if you guys remember how to play it. We have four different categories in this first round. Accessories, self-explanatory.
Is it?
Dead homies. I'll give you a clue, and you talk about some of the dead homies that passed away this past year. Ho-ho-hos. Some of the women around that kind of tangled up a lot of things. And finish the lyric.
Oh, man.
Where I will play a song, stop it, and you have to sing the appropriate lyric that comes up next. Now, we have different money categories. The first question being the easiest, worth $100. You will ask for some government cheese. Just like that. Government cheese.
Just like what?
Just like I said it. If you say government cheese, I can't give it to you. Government cheese.
Sir.
$250. It's for some food stamps. And if you want the most difficult question in the category worth $500, you ask for some Section 8. Now, I need to know who's going to answer these questions because I'm busy hosting this show. So you have to have identifiers, right?
Well, my name's Tom.
Dan, I want you to say F when you know the answer, okay?
So if I know the answer to chime in, I say F?
Yeah. Bob, I want you to say U.
All right.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Since Tom is not here.
Since all I want for Christmas is you.
I can't see him. I need Tom to say Tom.
So I better yell out my name, Tom, then.
Can you guys please practice the buzzer so I can get used to it? Starting with you, Dan.
All right. F.
U.
And this never gets old. Tom.
Well, I just need
hey,
you to go
just
with the buzzer.
Stick with the script. When we want your mic on, turn, leave
right.
it on.
It's the Larry, David improv.
And there are people tuning in new all the time. We haven't played this game in 2 years.
And
Tom,
let's do it a little faster. I need to know the identifiers. Okay, starting with you, Dan.
F.
You.
Huh. How about that?
All right. So I do not remember who won the last time, but since
Dan.
Bob is the blackest guy at the ticket, Bob, pick a category and a money amount, please.
Give me dead homies for some food stamps.
Oh, for some food stamps. All right. This hook singer pitched malt liquor, regulated with Warren G, and smoked weed every day before kicking the bucket.
You.
Bob.
Who is Nate Dogg?
That is correct, Bob. Nate Dogg.
Who's that?
Dead homies for government cheese.
Being the overweight lover probably netted him some boom boom, but loving Skittles and gravy probably hurt his living chances.
You.
Bob.
Who is Heavy D?
That is correct.
He just died?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Dead homies for Section 8, please.
Dead homies for Section 8. Although not a man of color, he was responsible for making a lot of brothers rich.
Who is Michael Jackson?
That is incorrect.
He died?
For making a lot of brothers rich by paying them to run and catch an oblong object made of pigskin.
You.
Bob.
Who is Al Davis?
That is correct, Bob. You swept that category. Man, you are so black. Kick a pick a category and a money amount, please.
Finish the lyric for food stamps.
All right. I love this one. Finish the lyric for some food stamps, you said?
Yeah.
This, well, you kind of threw me a loop for the food stamps.
Oh, you want me to go?
Go with the first
cheese.
One. Go all government
right.
cheese.
All right.
All right. This is Wild Thing by Tone Loc.
So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go, without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing.
You,
Bob.
It will take $50 to make me holler, I get paid to do the wild thing.
F.
Or to make
that's,
you holler.
That's very close, but I have to go with Dan because that's not the lyric that's finished. Dan.
Can you play like the last 5 seconds again or so?
All right, let's play the
he
last.
He just said it wrong coming out of it.
He did say it wrong.
Like
here
he
we
said,
go.
It will take. I believe I shall write you a traveler's check for $50.
Here we go.
The show was finished. I took her around the way. And what do you know? She was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing.
I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing.
I need $50 to make you holler. Wow. I get paid to do the wild thing.
All right. There you go, Dan.
That is spring break 1991 or so.
You need $50 to make you holler. All
that's
right.
An extremely white rap song to be playing.
It really is, but I want
isn't
you guys to...
Is it the same
to,
as the next one he put out? Like, he had two
funky
songs.
Funky Cole Medina.
Whoa.
Funky Cole Medina.
Watch it, dude.
All right, Dan. Go.
Let's, that seems fun. Let's finish the lyric for...
I like fun.
Food stamps.
All right, here we go. This is, Bob, Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh, this is no fair. You guys sang this at Ticket Stock.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
You did.
We should have.
What the hell are you talking about?
Man.
I tried to get you guys to sing at Ticket Stock, but you didn't want to because you don't need it.
The highs and lows, keeping one eye open, still clocking the hoes. There was one particular girl that stood out from the rest. Poison ass can be with a hot power jet. Michael Bivens, and I'm running the show. Belle Biv DeVoe. Now you know. Yo, slick blow.
Tom.
Dan.
That girl is poison.
That is incorrect.
Poison.
What the hell is that?
That girl is fun.
You.
Bob.
Yeah.
Never trust a big butt and a smile.
Mark that, but no. That's not it. Tom.
Come on, Tom. You're a musician.
That guy is poison.
No one knows this song, Donovan. That's why we didn't choose
well,
to do it at Ticket Stock.
I would definitely.
It's not mainstream.
All right, here we go. And if, Bob, you're going to hit yourself for not knowing this.
Now you know.
Yo, slick blow.
Yeah.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me. Thank you. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, Bob.
So this is gay, this song.
Come on, Bob. I won't fight you on that, but I should have known that one.
The song is gay? What are you, gay?
Go again,
you listening
Dan.
To that while you got ready?
Oh, absolutely.
To go out? Get some strange?
I was defending our country while that was popular.
Let's do the song one again for Section 8.
For Section
500.
Eight, this is The Time, Morris Day and The Time, friend of the show, and the song is The Bird.
Tom.
What? Hallelujah. Whoa.
There you go.
Mountain, what? Hallelujah.
Whoa. What did Tom say the first word was?
What?
Okay.
What?
Hallelujah.
How do you spell that?
Whoa.
W-H-A-A-A-A-A.
There we go. Tom.
What?
You got it right. I'm glad you're in the game. Pick a category and a money amount, please.
That's a big get for Tom.
Accessories or ho-ho-hos?
Give me accessories for gum and cheese.
This all-important piece allows you to be prepared for that phone call you just can't miss. Dan.
Bluetooth.
Correct. Damn. Correct. Dan, go again.
Let's accessorize for food stamps.
Well, the purchasing a bottle of MD-2020 Night Train or Thunderbird.
F. Brown paper bag.
God, that is correct.
Oh, man, look at
that.
Way
to go, homeboy.
That's impressive.
Let's accessorize for Section 8, the 500.
For your car to even be considered to be riding flat.
You. Rims.
I got to say incorrect
hold on.
I got to say
incorrect. No, you're locked 22s. Out.
F, the 20, neon 21. Lights, the neon lights under the car.
All right, I'm going to give
hydraulics.
I'm going to give it to Bob.
No.
You let him guess twice.
What were you looking for?
You've got to be sitting on at least these, and it's at least 20-inch rims. You got to be sitting on
those. I said 20, right?
Yeah. Okay. This is Ghetto Jeopardy, and I make the rules. Okay, you want to protest? Make it official.
I would like to.
Denied. Okay, Bob, pick a category and a money amount, please.
Ho-ho-hos for government cheese.
Once thought to be the beginning of multiple titles, the three J's were ripped apart because of this R&B
Tom,
singer.
You.
Tom.
Tony Broxton.
That's correct.
All right.
Tom, go ahead.
Ho-ho-hos, food stamps.
Feeling the pressure of being the first black president, he needed a release. And this clumsy intern fully understood.
F.
Dan.
Monica Lewinsky.
There you go. He was the first black president. The last one, finish up ho-ho-hos for Section 8. Tiger Woods' main job is to put it in the hole, and he applies that to his hoeing ways as Elon tried to club him because of this group.
This group?
Right.
You.
Bob.
Ho-ho-hos?
No, that's incorrect. That's not what I'm looking for.
Waitresses?
No, that's not what I'm looking for either.
Tom.
Can you read the...
Tom!
Pancake House waitresses.
Oh, you. Gold diggers.
No, I think I'm gonna go with Tom. I was looking for a bunch of skinny, tattooed, skanky white hoes. But
yes!
Tom, since you came
Tom
closest,
gets that.
Tom gets that. You want to protest?
I feel like
you can.
I would actually like
protest.
To file a.
I feel like gold
protest.
Diggers is
that,
the right answer.
That ends the first round of Ghetto Jeopardy. When we return, boys, the second round and final Ghetto Jeopardy that's coming up next on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, Young. You mind giving a Christmas greeting to our listeners at The Ticket?
Yeah, we're going to do all that.
Yeah, go ahead.
What you said?
Identify. We're giving Christmas greetings to all our listeners.
Okay. So, yeah.
Just identify yourself and say, hey, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever you want to do.
Oh, okay. So, this is Jan Mahimi from the Dallas Mavs. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, you know, happy holidays. This is that time of the year when we all like to be with our family and share those times. So, you know, everybody, happy holidays.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth All Sports, All the Time radio station. Your home for breaking sports news first, guaranteed. So, tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here's Donovan.
Thank you, Bob.
Trebek.
Second round of Ghetto Jeopardy is about to get underway, but let's review the scores. Dan, you are in third place with $700.
What?
Tom, you have $1,100. Bob, you're in the lead. You're the Josh Howard of this game at 1350. A very, very good first half player.
And you know what's interesting?
It's going to fall off.
T-Money has told me on Twitter that the community is in full support of Team Sturm. So thank you, community.
And,
T-Money. There you go.
And here we go.
Fake.
Say T-Money again, Bob.
T-Money.
Right.
Hello, all right. T-Money.
Let's go to
me, Bob.
T-Money.
Let's
here.
Go to the second round of Ghetto Jeopardy. The categories are, fellas, jive turkeys, you know, the holiday spirit.
Huh?
Politics, one of my favorite, and oh no, he didn't. So I believe Tom got the last question right.
I thought last place.
That's right. Last place does go. Dan, you're in last place.
I've won a protest.
So pick a category and a money amount, please.
Which one should I pick, Tom?
Go with jive turkeys.
Jive turkeys for government cheese.
Just as brothers were trying to get out of the put on a dress and wig, this buster brought Madea out and set us back 50 years. Bob.
Who is Tyler Perry?
Correct. Bob, pick a category and the money amount, please.
Let's stay there for some food stamps.
The Jeffersons is the longest-running black sitcom with 253 episodes. But unfortunately, this whack-ass Meet the Browns by this turkey will pass it in a couple of years. Meet the Browns.
Right.
You.
Is that the Bob. PJs?
Tyler Perry.
Correct.
Yes!
Pick a category in the money at my
Dive Turkey, Section 8. You.
He just playing
F.
Show.
Tom.
I said you
Dan.
First.
It was Dan.
Who is Tyler Perry?
Correct.
So weak.
What was the question?
Turkey. He just playing sucks. All right. Dan, Job Turkeys is done. Politics, oh no, he didn't.
That was fun, wasn't it? Let's go with, oh no, he didn't, for government cheese.
Do this to a sister's fresh perm or weave. And
you. Touch it.
It's not the answer I'm looking for.
All right.
Do this to a sister's fresh perm or weave, and you are guaranteed to get cussed out with neck action.
Tom. Pull it from behind.
That's incorrect. They kind of like that. Dan, you have anything?
Mess it up.
You guys aren't thinking full circle. You're not thinking.
You.
Okay, Bob, I'll give you another shot.
Get it wet.
There you go. Correct. There yes. you go. Think outside the box.
Why are you thinking so dirty?
Both of those answers from Robert Gray.
In the pool. Food stamp.
Yeah, look what happened when Kevin McCarthy did.
Oh, no. Sorry?
Huh?
What?
Oh, no, he didn't
what?
For food stamps.
What's happening?
Clarice Tinsley pushing the pool.
He did?
You remember that?
No.
Yeah.
He pushed her
legendary
in the pool.
Story.
Got fired, yeah.
Fired from what?
From Channel 4. He was doing sports at Channel 4. He pushed Clarice Tinsley
in
the pool.
And when was this?
Really? Yeah, and got
I've
fired.
Never heard of this.
Was it like 86 or something?
Yeah.
Is that when he asked her if her lambs are still crying?
I don't know about that.
Come on, high five me.
I'm gonna, but I haven't figured it out yet.
Clarice, are your lambs still?
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Okay.
Work with me.
Bob.
Here. Food stamps, I think I said.
Yeah, talking about her will
wait,
make
what was the last one that we just
oh, no, he didn't for food stamps.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Talking about her will make a black man go off like bug spray. Go off. Talking about her will make a black man go off like bug spray. Talking about her.
F.
Dan.
Monique.
Incorrect. Oh. Talking about her. Hmm. Her.
Yeah, we get
a
it. She's
black
female.
Man. Go off.
Tommy Her?
Her.
You know, Tommy Her once had 100 RBIs with only 2 home runs.
Every black person at the radio is screaming right now because you didn't get his mama. Talk about her. And a black man will go off like bug spray.
So that's it?
His mama.
What's bug spray? I don't get that.
Off. Get it? Off? Go off like bug spray? That's clever, dude. Come on.
I get it. I'm black.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
We're all not working
Why
together.
Why is it Bob?
No, I keep control of the board, Dan. You know that. Section 8 for Oh No He Didn't.
Brothers, get a little money and do this, and the sisters will talk so bad about you.
Tom. Hook up with a white chick.
Correct there, Tom.
Woo!
All right.
Why don't sisters like that?
Because they're going out the pocket, man. Going out. Cheating. They're cheating.
Yes, they are.
Politics, Tom.
Yeah.
What's the money amount?
Well, maybe they need to do the stuff the white girls do.
Yo, my brother Donovan, let's roll with politics for some Goldman cheese.
This guy went from giving away keys to giving away turkeys at Big T's off of Dan.
Dwayne Carraway.
That's correct.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
That's Cab Calloway.
Dwayne Carraway, not Cab. Dan?
Well, give me politics for food stamps.
It's the one hope haters of John Wiley Price have that he will lose the next election.
Tom.
Dan.
That he'll be in prison. Hope he'll be in prison?
I expect a little more from you, but I'll give you that. I expect a little more.
Why? What
I
did you want?
You that. I just want one of those nice Dan answers. I expect more of you, dude.
Like he'll be... I don't get it.
Never mind. Politics for the last one is what?
You know, it's your fault for expecting too much.
What's the money?
Section 8.
Section 8. The one thing Republicans finally realized about Herman Cain's presidential run, that's why they exposed his naughty behavior. It's the one thing Republicans finally realized about Herman Cain's presidential run. Damn.
That he might win, and then they'd have to have a black guy as president.
Correct. It'd still be a brother in the White House, even if he won.
So they thwarted his efforts.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I love you, Dan. All right, Tom, you're at 1,600.
Thank you.
Dan, some 50.
I feel like I just came on very
strong.
Yeah,
that's a big rally.
Yeah, that was a very big rally.
I think I'm leading.
You're very Tebow.
That's 21.50 for Dan.
I feel like I'm playing the role of Rob Ryan here with a late...
And Bob, you're at 1,800.
Am I in charge?
You're in first place.
I'm in the lead.
And this
is weird.
All you have to bet it all because this is Ghetto Jeopardy.
Well, I was just going to bet like 300.
You have to bet it all in Final Jeopardy, and the category is black sitcoms. Black sitcoms.
Blitcoms.
You guys ready for the question?
Yes.
Or the answer?
Yeah.
Before starring in a sex tape with Kim Kardashian, Ray J played D-Money in this show with his sister in the Us People Network classic, the UPN classic. Before starring in a sex tape with Kim Kardashian, now as much as you guys rag on me about black sitcoms, you should know this one.
So... Say it again.
Ray J, before he started a sex tape.
Like what network did you say it was on?
The Us People Network.
And we should know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Ray J played D-Money in this show with his sister in the Us People Network classic.
Do we buzz in or what do we do?
No. I'll give you a chance.
Shouldn't we have thinking music? I need the thinking music.
We need to think and we need music.
I need the thinking Jeopardy theme.
I don't feel like Groob's head is in the game right now.
Been laughing too much. I'm
just
sorry.
Make sure you watch Tom and don't let him search.
Before starring in a sex tape with Kim Kardashian,
don't worry, our computers are too slow.
Ray J played D-Money in this show with his sister in the Us People Network classic.
I feel good about this.
Do you?
Yep.
All right. You need a little more time, Dan?
No, let's go.
Tom, you need time?
But
you
Bob is sitting there looking through emails, so I protest already.
Yeah, right, you can look at them.
All right, so who's in third place? Tom, you're in last place with $1,600. You have to bet it all.
It's from Rick Leon.
What is your answer, Tom?
What is Moesha?
What is Moesha is correct.
Yeah!
Tom doubled it up there.
Well, that's what I had, too.
Bob, Moesha... 3,600. Dan, what did you have written
down? Is this a real show?
It is a real show.
I thought you were trying to give me a hint.
What did Dan guess?
Sister. That's a real show.
That's a classic, too.
That is incorrect.
I was hoping he'd guess Sister Act. The Whoopi Goldberg classic.
So, Bob.
I was hoping for Smart Guy.
With $3,600 wins the special holiday edition of Ghetto Jeopardy.
Yay, clearly cheated.
He's your queen to be.
Oh, yeah.
And what a chameleonaire I am, because I can win Ghetto Jeopardy one day and do an entire hockey-based episode of Bad Radio the next day.
Tomorrow you're doing all hockey?
I didn't say all hockey. Way more than today. How about that?
All right.
It's 2:27.
Congratulations, Bob.